Manachari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayo Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivardhari Yashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Shrotasya Shrimadabhai Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Shrotasya Shrimadabhai Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananda Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shravasadi Gaura Bhaktivrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Raj Bhumi Shri Vrindavan Dhama Ki Jai Navadvip Mayapur Dhama Ki Jai Purushottam Kshetra Jagannath Puri Dhama Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Jamuna Mai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Shrimati Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai Samvet Gaura Bhaktivrinda Ki Jai Nitai Gaura Premanandi All glories to assembled devotees All glories to assembled devotees All glories to assembled devotees All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 6, Text 28 Prayujyamane Maitam Shuddham Bhagavatim Tanum Arabdha Karma Nirvano Nyapatat Panchabhautikaha Prayujyamane Maitam Shuddham Bhagavatim Tanum Arabdha Karma Nirvano Nyapatat Panchabhautikaha Prayujyamane Maitam Shuddham Bhagavatim Tanum Arabdha Karma Nirvano Nyapatat Pancha Bhautikaha Matajis.
Matajis.
Prayujyamane, having been awarded, Mai on me, Tam that, Shuddham transcendental, Bhagavatim fit for associating with the personality of Godhead, Tanum body, Arabdha required, Karma fruity work. Nirvanaha, prohibitive. Nyapatat, quit. Panchabhautikaha, body made of 5 material elements. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Having been awarded a transcendental body befitting an associate of the personality of Godhead, I quit the body made of 5 material elements, and thus, all acquired fruitive results of the work, karma, stopped. Purport. Informed by the personality of Godhead that he would be awarded a transcendental body befitting the Lord's association, Narad got his spiritual body as soon as he quitted his material body. This transcendental body is free from material affinity and invested with 3 primary transcendental qualities, namely eternity, freedom from material modes, and freedom from reactions of fruitive activities. The material body is always afflicted with the lack of these three qualities. A devotee's body becomes at once surcharged with the transcendental qualities as soon as he is engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. It acts like a magnetic influence of a touchstone upon iron. The influence of transcendental devotional service is like that. Therefore, change of body means stoppage of the reaction of 3 qualitative modes of material nature upon the pure devotee. There are many instances of this in the revealed scriptures. Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj and many other devotees were able to see the personality of Godhead face to face, apparently in the same body. This means that the quality of a devotee's body changes from material to transcendence. That is the opinion of the authorized Goswamis via the authentic scriptures. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said that beginning from Indra Gopa Jam up to the great Indra, King of Heaven, all living beings are subjected to the law of karma and are bound to suffer and enjoy the results of their own work. Only the devotee is exempt from such reactions by the causeless mercy of supreme authority, the personality of Godhead. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine
नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशुतारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा। सो वेलकम एवरीवन टू आवर श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास। सो सीकिंग ब्लेसिंग्स फ्रॉम ऑल द डिवोटीज सो दैट यू कैन स्पीक समथिंग फॉर आवर ओन प्यूरिफिकेशन। सो इन दिस वर्स दिस सेक्शन इज गोइंग ऑन वेयर नारद मुनि इज टेलिंग his own disciple Vyasadeva about how he became pure devotee, how he realized the Supreme Lord. And in this verse he is telling that after being awarded the transcendental body, he quit his body made up of five material elements. And as a result of that, all the results of the work stopped. So in this verse Narad Muni is telling how he became a Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma Na Shochati Na Kangshati. You know, he became a self-realized transcendental person. So one time Srila Prabhupada, when he was in the last days, one devotee, Pita Prabhu, he was sharing that Prabhupada was telling that there are four kinds of birth. So birth from egg, from sweat, from womb and from seed. And then he went on to explain that the scientists, they will never understand that how one can come out of the cycle of birth and death. What is Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma? They can never understand this. You know, even if the body is completely destroyed, a person is in ecstasy. Because Prabhupada was in that state. He was only a bag of skin and the bones. No muscles, no fat, very, very thin. And then Prabhupada said, I am that Brahma Bhuta person. Because Prabhupada was experiencing that. So when a living entity comes in this world, first thing which happens to a living entity is he starts misidentifying himself. He forgets his constitutional position of Jivera Sarup Hoye Krishnera Nityadas and he starts identifying with the things of the world. He starts identifying himself as the controller. And then he gets covered by various layers of covering. So first the false ego is formed, a covering of false ego. Then along with that, a subtle body is given, the gross body is given, so that the living entity can enjoy to the fullest capacity. And in this way, he starts identifying with this material body and he gets bewildered. Nunam pramattaha kurute vikarma yadindriya pritaye apranoti. Because the living entity is bewildered, that's why he wants to enjoy. Indriya pritaye apranoti. He wants to enjoy in this world. And therefore he gets bound. So as Prabhupada is describing this purport, that from Indra Gopa up to the Indra, all living entities are subjected to the laws of karma. But only by practicing devotional service, we can have some, we can come out of this. As this is a verse from Bhagavatam, Brahma Samhita. Yastvendra gopa mathvendra hosa karma, bandhan rupa phala bhajanamatanoti, karmani nirdhati. So all the karmas, they get destroyed by practice of devotional service. So in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami is describing one of the qualities of devotional services, Klesha Agni. It frees one from all the distresses, all the miseries of the material world. They are destroyed by the process of devotional service. So how it starts, what all gets destroyed? So we'll be discussing that. So Rupa Goswami describes there that there are various parts of our karma, how they manifest. So when we start practicing devotional service, starting from Shraddha up to Prem, slowly we start getting purified. And at the stage of Anartha Nivritti only itself,
the klesha agni starts manifesting. One starts becoming free from the reactions of sinful activities, although it may not be perceivable as such, you know, because the klesha agni fully manifests at the stage of nishtha. But at the stage of anartha nivritti, it starts manifesting, you know. So, to understand that this, you know, one can consider that there is a stored water in a tank. So, the stored water is like a sanchit karma, all our karmic reactions. And then there is some water which is coming out of the tap. That is the prarabdha karma which we are experiencing. And there is a water which is there in the pipeline, you know. That is the aprarabdha karma, about to come. So Padma Puran describes very famous verse. Aprarabdha phalam papam kutam bijam phalonmukham krameena eva praliyate Vishnu bhakti ratatmana. So by the process of devotional service, many things get destroyed gradually. Aprarabdha, papa, kuta, bija, everything gets destroyed. So how aprarabdha means those reactions which are not manifested yet. They are in the pipeline, still waiting to come out. So Bhagavatam describes, Yathagni susamidharchi karoti edhamsi bhasmasat tatha mad vishaya bhaktir uddhave namsi krishnashah. So Krishna is telling to Uddhava, O Uddhava, just like blazing fire turns all the wood to ashes, devotional service purifies one of all the sinful reactions. So in Bhagavatam, in many places, devotional service, bhakti is compared to digestive fire also. There are various reasons why it is compared to digestive fire. Because digestive fire is very specific, does not destroy the nutrients. It only destroys all the unwanted things and doesn't destroy the nutrients. So bhakti, the process of devotional service, destroys the anarthas and activates the spiritual senses. So very specifically, bhakti does that. And then, second thing is, digestive fire takes some time to digest food. It does not happen, we eat and immediately we are ready for the next meal. No, it doesn't happen. It takes few hours. So it takes some time. Similarly, devotional service takes some time to purify us, depending on our intensity of practice. If we are very intense, just like if the fire is very blazing, it can burn the wood immediately in a short span of time. But if the fire is very little, then it will take much more time. Thirdly, one does not have to do anything extra to digest food, you know. Doesn't have to jump up and down and do anything else if the digestive fire is all right. Otherwise, you know, those who have some problem, then they have to take medicines and so many things. Similarly, to get purified, one does not need to do anything extra apart from practice of devotional service. Jaretyashuya kosham nigirnam analoyatha. So fire, just like fire destroys all the wood, similarly, bhakti destroys all the anarthas without any separate effort. So, you know, as we advance, as we practice Krishna consciousness, slowly we advance. So what is the definition of advancement in Krishna consciousness? So one devotee was telling that one time, Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, he came to meet Srila Prabhupada. And they were having a jovial time laughing because they were very good friends. And then Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji said, Oh Babaji Maharaj, Prabhupada told to Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji. He said, Babaji Maharaj, just see my disciples. You know, they are so advanced. Can you see how much they are attentive to me? Whatever I speak, they hear very attentively. They are devoted to me. They are obedient to me. And Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji said, yes, they are very advanced. So this devotee was thinking that why Prabhupada said, what Prabhupada means to be advanced, you know. Because still I have so many anarthas, still I have problem controlling my senses, still I have no taste for chanting. What is advancement? So then, you know, he was contemplating, this devotee. And then it came to his mind that actually Prabhupada himself said what it means to be advanced. He said, they are so attentive to me, they have love for me, they are devoted to me, and they are obedient to my instructions. That's why they are advanced. You know. So this is a definition of advancement. Even though one may not have developed the taste for chanting, but if we are attentive and sincere in practicing Krishna consciousness, that is our advancement, you know. So that's how a prarabdha slowly gets destroyed. Then the prarabdha also gets destroyed. Whatever karmic reactions we are suffering now, just like if somebody is born in a low family, a poor family, or in the Vedic times, people who are born in Malechas and Yavanas families. Aho bat shapacho ato gariyan yad jihvagre vartate nama tubhyam te pustapaste juhu shashnurarya brahma nuchura nama gananti ete. So Devahuti, she is telling that anybody who chants the name of the Lord, yad jihvagre, on whose tongues Krishna's name is there, you should consider that, understand that this person has already performed all the pious activities, all the sacrifices in the past life. So even though in the current life he may be having a low birth, but still because he is chanting, that means he is purified of that. Yannamadheya shravananukirtanat yat prahavanadya shravanadapikvachit swadopi sadhya stavanaya kalpate kutapunaste bhagavannu darshanat. So just by chanting the names of the Lord, remembering the pastimes of the Lord, one gets purified. What to speak of if somebody gets the darshan of the Lord? So that is the power of devotional service, you know. But in some cases, you know, our current circumstances may not go so easily. But in those cases, you know, we should have that faith. Keep faith in the Lord in all circumstances. You know, just like after Avanti Brahmana, he took shelter of Krishna. He gave up all his, you know, all the wrong ways, and he started practicing devotional service. But after he started practicing devotional service, he underwent so many troubles. So many problems and difficulties came in his life. We can see in the life of all the great devotees, Kunti, Maharani, Pandavas, so many problems came in their life. But still they continued practicing devotional service. So what is the qualification for liberation? Bhagavad Gita Krishna is telling, yam hina vyathayantyete purusham purusharshabha samadukha sukham dhiram soamritatvaya kalpate. Yam hina vyathayanti, a person who does not get disturbed. Sama sukha dukha dhira, a person who is equipoised in happiness and distress, does not get disturbed, does not get bewildered, continues practicing devotional service, he is eligible for liberation. Yeah. So slowly as we are practicing Krishna consciousness and we are getting purified, but for sure problems will come. This is Dukkhalaya. We cannot expect to be completely free from problems, and even if we expect, it will not happen. So we have to continue to pray to Krishna and Srila Prabhupada and all the acharyas to give us right strength, to give us tolerance. You know. So when Srila Prabhupada was in the last days, and when we pray to Krishna, pray to Prabhupada, pray to acharyas, for sure they reciprocate. It will not happen that they will not reciprocate. It has to happen. That's why they are here. That's why Radha Gopinath ji is here. That's why Prabhupada is here guiding us. You know. So when Srila Prabhupada was in the last days, completely deteriorated, you know, all the devotees, when Prabhupada came to Vrindavan, all the devotees, just by looking at, seeing Prabhupada, they started crying. In such state he was. So Prabhupada said, why are you crying? So the devotee said, Prabhupada, we are crying because you are so sick and we are afraid that you may leave us. Prabhupada said, I will never leave you. I will always be in my books. You know. Another devotee said, Prabhupada, we are afraid that, you know, when you leave, we don't know how to communicate with you. Prabhupada said, I will communicate with you through your heart. As a Chaitya Guru, I will guide you. I'll come to you in your dreams and I'll guide you. So that is what Prabhupada is himself assuring, that if we are sincere in our practice of Krishna consciousness, our acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, Radha Gopinath, Gaur Nithai, they will surely guide us. You know, they may or may not come directly in the dreams, but they will send somebody to guide us, show us the right path. Just like it will come in this, you know, actually came, you know, when Narad Muni, his mother was, bitten by a serpent. What he understood, what he was thinking. Tada tadaham ishasya bhaktanam sham abhipsitaha anugraham manyamanaha pratishtham dishamuttaram. So he considered this as the mercy of the Lord. You know, he never blamed the Lord. Oh, I had only one mother, there was nobody, and you took that also away. He considered that as a mercy of the Lord. So all our devotional service should help us to act in a right manner at the spur of the moment. So developing right response is the result of proper practice of devotional service. You know, because so many problems keep coming, and if in those problems we develop right consciousness, we have right response, that means we have imbibed the philosophy. You know, and Srila Prabhupada, he was epitome of giving right responses. One time in Portland, Prabhupada was giving lecture at a conference hall, and a lady was there with her child, and the child was crying. So Prabhupada said, "Can you please take the child out?" So the lady said, "Swamiji, is this child disturbing you?" So Prabhupada said, "No, child is not disturbing me. He is disturbing you and everyone else." You know, so that was Prabhupada. You know, so many devotees. You know, in Bhagavatam it is described. Dhruva Maharaj, and when he was treated badly by his stepmother, he was also very angry. But he was guided by his mother. So Krishna sent his mother, so he approached his mother and she guided him very nicely. "Don't harbor any ill feelings for your stepmother. Go to Krishna." Harikshit Maharaj, when he was cursed, he also accepted it as a mercy of the Lord. So such great calamities may or may not come in our life, that we are cursed to be, killed in 7 days. Some other problems may come, but whatever circumstances may be, we should learn to accept that as a mercy of the Lord. Just like Parikshit Maharaj is telling, "Tasya eva meghasya paravaresho vyasakta chittasya griheshu bhikshnam nirveda mulo dvijashapa rupo yatra prasakto bhayamashudatte." He was thinking, "I am so sinful, aghasya. I was attached to my family life. That's why Krishna mercifully, came in the form of the curse of Brahmana boy." So that's how, if we are in right consciousness, then Krishna will surely give us mercy. So aprarabdha gets destroyed, prarabdha gets destroyed. And thirdly, the bija, the sinful desire seed, also gets destroyed by the practice of devotional service. Just like in the sixth canto, after hearing fifth canto and all the description of the heavenly planets, hellish planets, Parikshit Maharaj, he asked, "How will they get delivered?" So Shukdeva Goswami said, they can do some atonement, prayaschitta. So Parikshit Maharaj said, "Oh, that is like an elephant bath." Then Shukdeva Goswami gave the process of jnana. He said, "No, still the desire seed remains." Then ultimately Shukdeva Goswami, he described the process of devotional service. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana agham dhunvanti karsnena. So all the sinful desire seeds get destroyed by the practice of devotional service. Because devotional service is the only thing which purifies, enlivens and animates the entire world. Yasya khilami vahabi sumangalai vacho vimishra gunakarma janmabhi prananti shumbhanti punanti vai jagat yastad virakta shavashobhanamati. Yasya akhil amiv habi. So all the sinful reactions, they get destroyed. Sumangalai, all auspiciousness is created. How? Vacho Vimishra Gunakarma Janmabhi, by the words that are mixed with the name, form, pastimes of Krishna. They purify, prananti, they enliven, punanti, shumbhanti, they animate this entire world. Otherwise, whatever else is there, that is the decoration of a dead corpse. Yeah. So that's how the devotional service purifies even the desire seed, sinful desire seed. And Prabhupada, he describes about the Ajamil. Although Ajamil, he was a very fine and a dutiful Brahmana. But, you know, because he was not very nicely situated in devotional service, he got distracted by a prostitute, you know, embracing a Shudra. He saw that scene and he got completely bewildered. He tried his best, just like a devotee tries his best when he is tempted. He tries his best to come out of it. But if the devotional service is not so strong, then ultimately he surrenders. As Chaitanya Charitamrita, he tells that a devotee passes through four stages. First is a helpless defeat. And as soon as some sense object comes, surrenders to that. Then slowly as he advances, he comes to the second level. Now he struggles. First may he doesn't struggle it's only. Now he struggles and still gets defeated. You know, that was Ajamil. He was struggling. He was thinking all the verses and everything. He was trying his best. But still, because his bhakti was not so strong, he ultimately surrendered. You know, stambayannatmanatmanan yatha sattvam yatha shrutam na shashaka samadhatum mano madana vepitam. Yatha sattvam yatha shrutam, whatever he had heard, he remembered that. But because the mind was afflicted by Cupid, he surrendered. Then slowly a devotee advances more and comes to the third stage. That is struggle and success. Now he is successful in saying no to temptations. And then of course the last is effortless success. That was, you know, shown by Haridas Thakur when Maya Devi personified came. Krishne nama vishtamana sada Haridas aranye rodita hoila sri bhava prakash. Aranye rodita hoila. Maya Devi was, you know, showing all the feminine beauty, but still, just like if somebody goes to the forest and cries, nobody will hear. So all the beauty and display of material energy, it was creating no disturbance in Haridas Thakur's mind. You know, that was the power of devotional service. Krishne nama vishtamana, because his mind was absorbed in Krishna. So therefore, Prabhupada writes that sinful desire seed can only be removed by practicing intense devotional service. Tivrena bhakti yogena. We have to fill our entire day with Krishna consciousness. So one devotee was talking to Prabhupada and Prabhupada told how he stays Krishna conscious whole day. So one time he was saying, you know, when I'm in my room, I sometimes play mridanga for a while, and then when I get tired, I play harmonium, then I do some translation, after that I do some correspondence, I meet with devotees. So one after another, you know, there are so many activities all connected to Krishna. So that's how we have to fill our day, so that we can be connected to Krishna either directly or indirectly. We may not be chanting, we may not be able to chant whole day or read Bhagavatam whole day, but if we are doing the direct activities of Krishna consciousness attentively, you know, as Chaitanya Charitamrita says this very nicely, when we are doing the direct activities of Krishna consciousness like chanting and hearing Bhagavatam, the more Krishna is in the forefront of our consciousness, to that extent Krishna will be in the background of our consciousness when we are doing the indirect activities of Krishna consciousness. But if while doing the direct activities, Krishna is not in the foreground, then while doing the indirect activities, Krishna will not be in the background, he will be out of the ground, you know. So that's how when we are doing our practices, we should try to be more and more attentive as much as possible. So that's why Ajamil, when he was saved by Vishnu Dutas, he was repenting. क्वचाहं कितव पाप ब्रह्मज्ञा निरपत्रप क्वच नारायण त्येति भगवन् नाम मंगलम. Oh, I have so sinful, performed so many sinful activities. But Bhagavan Nama Mangalam, Krishna's holy name is so powerful, I was saved. You know, so that is the power of devotional service. He was repenting. So repentance is a very, very critical part of a devotee's life when he does some sinful activity or some mistake. As Krishna is telling to Uddhava, चातश्रद्धो मत्कथासु निर्विण्ण सर्वकर्मसु वेद दुःखात्मकान् कामान् परित्यागोऽप्यनीश्वरः. Very hope giving verse. Krishna is telling himself to his devotee, to Uddhava, about his struggling sadhaka, about many of us. Jatashraddho, his faith has risen in my name, form, pastimes. He understands that sense gratification leads to misery, but still he cannot give it up. Then what he does? Tato bhajet mam prita shraddhalu drida nishchayah jushamanasya tan kaman dukho darkam shagarhayan. Still he continues practicing with faith and determination, even though he falls down. And all the while garhayan, he keeps repenting for his mistakes. So it is very natural to perform something sinful or do some mistake in our conditioned state. But we should not justify, "Arey, I am like that only, what can I do? I have so many earth, I am not a pure devotee like you." We have to repent. Then Krishna will purify, is there in the heart, purifying the desires. So bija, prarabdha gets destroyed, bija gets destroyed. And kootam means the sinful proclivity. It also gets destroyed. Just like if an alcoholic, every time he drinks, the desire to drink becomes more strong. So a person, if he has done some sinful activity in the past, the desire to do that sinful activity becomes more and more prominent. So the more we hear, the more we relish Krishna Katha, slowly we get purified of this sinful proclivity also. Yasmin satkarna piyushe yashastirtha vare sakrit shrotanjali rupasprishya dhunute karma vasana. Just like when we drink water, sometimes we make the cup of our hands to drink the water. Similarly, we have to make our ears as the cup, shrota anjali, and drink this nectar of Harikatha. Then we will get purified, That's what happened in the case of Ajamil. Mriyamano harer nama grinan putro pacharitam Ajamilo pigadhama kimuta shraddhaya grinan. Ajamil just chanted the name of Narayan, calling his child. He also got delivered. What to speak of if somebody chants with faith, So that's how Krishna is so wonderful. He purifies the desires. One wonderful thing is, if somebody has material desires, whether to go to some devata or whether to go to Krishna, Krishna will also fulfill the material desires if it is not sinful. But there is a difference. When Krishna fulfills the material desire, something else also happens. What happens? Satyam dishatyarthitam arthito ninam naivartha doyat punararthitam yataha. Swayam vidhatte bhajatam anichchatam icchapidhanam nijapada pallavam. It is true, satyam, arthitam arthito ninam. If you go to Krishna and ask for some material desires, for sure he will give. But Krishna will give in such a way that you will not ask for that thing again. We'll think, "Are kya mangliya?" Such an insignificant thing I asked. Just like, Prabhupada tells a story. A lady was carrying a huge load and Krishna, Lord appeared and she was praying, "Oh God, help me." So Lord appeared and she said, and Lord told, "What do you want?" She said, "Please help me to shift my all the luggage from this shoulder to this shoulder." So that is the thing which many times people ask. Something very, very insignificant. Naivartha doyat punarathitam yata. He will give in such a way that the devotee will understand, are re kya mang liya, you know. It's like Dhruva Maharaj. Swamin kirtarthosmi varam nayache. I don't want anything. How does he do that? Swayam vidhatte bhajatam anichchatam. He gives himself to his devotee. Devotee said, anichchatam, ichcha nahi, I don't want you. Krishna says, no, 1+1 free aata hai. You know, I will also come. You know, if you have come for me to ask some benediction material, I will also come. You have to accept me also. And the wonderful thing about Krishna is, ichchapi dhanam. The Lord's lotus feet are the reservoir of, they can fulfill all the material desires. That is the power of devotional service, you know. So, devotional service purifies aprarabdha, prarabdha, bija, kuta, and the root of all this is avidya. So, bhakti purifies avidya also. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam. Krishna gives the intelligence by which one becomes purified. One becomes purified of the ignorance. Yat pad pankaj palasha vilasa bhaktya. Karma shrayam gratitam udgrathayanti santaha tadvanna riktamatayo yatayo piruddha shroto gana stamaranam bhajavasudevam. So it is described, yad pad pankaj palash. Anybody who starts practicing devotional service unto the lotus feet of the Lord, karma shrayam, all the desires, they get completely destroyed. Udgrathayanti, Krishna uproots the ignorance which is there in the heart of a devotee. But other sages and all the other people who are trying their best on their own, they cannot do so. They will not be free from the sinful desires and they will not be free from the ignorance. You know, it may seem that they have become purified, but the seeds do not go so easily. So, Bhagavatam describes in the series of verses, Shrinvatam, Swakatha, Krishna, in that series, it is described, at the stage of anartha nivritti, you know, one starts developing free from all the contaminations. At the stage of bhava, actually, avidya gets completely destroyed. So, it is still a long time, but there is a hope, you know. So, currently we are maybe struggling at the level of anartha nivritti. So, till the time all these things do not happen, we do not become free from all the, you know, contaminations and avidya, we have to continue to tolerate. And we have to learn to develop right responses when problem comes. So, Bhagavatam, through so many of the characters, describes what is the right response when problem comes. So there are few things which we'll discuss, you know. That when problem comes, a devotee sees the hand of the Lord. And he wants to learn what Lord is teaching me through this situation, you know. Just like Vidura, when he was criticized, when he was told by Duryodhan, I'm leaving you just with your breath. So he went on the pilgrimage. He understood that this is the mercy of the Lord. Gatavyatho yad urumanayanaha. He understood that Yoga Maya is acting in my life and Mahamaya is acting in the life of Duryodhan. So he is behaving in a sinful way, but this is the impetus for me to go out of this palace now. We have to accept that these are the moments of time factor. Many times we may not be able to understand why certain things are happening in my life. You know, just like Bhishma, when he met with Pandavas, he said, Sarvam kalakritam manye bhavatam cha yadapriyam sapalo yadvashe loko vayo rivaghanavali. These are all the moments of time factor. Otherwise, how is it possible that you Pandavas, you suffered so much? You have the best of the counsel in the form of Krishna. You have the best of the dharma in the form of Yudhishthira Maharaj. You have the best of the skill in the form of Arjuna. You have best of the strength in the form of Bhima. Such unbeatable combination. But still you Pandavas suffered so much. How to understand this? This is all the will of the Lord who is standing in front, you know. Sarvam kal kritam manne. He is orchestrating all these events. Of course, you know, when a A pure devotee goes through some problems. The Lord personally orchestrates to put some problems in the life of that devotee. But for most of the sadhakas, you know, Krishna may not do that to us because, you know, we are already struggling and Krishna will think, or dunga to, you know, whether he'll leave or what, I don't know, you know. So he gives us the strength to tolerate and he minimizes the reactions. That is tatte anukampa. That is the mercy of the Lord, you know. And if Lord specially shows mercy to somebody, he may take all everything away. Syahamani gruhnami. But he does not do that always. Then we can learn, you know, some lessons, just like we have heard in the previous chapters. When Vyasadeva, he was contemplating, he was so dissatisfied. He was thinking, why this is happening to me? He contemplated. So when problem comes in the life of a devotee, we have to be contemplative. We have to think, what Lord wants me to learn from this pastime, learn from this problem, you know, not pastime, you know, this problem. So we have to learn. That's just like Vyasadeva was telling, Kimva Bhagavata Dharma na prayana rinupita. Is it that I have not explained the Bhagavad Dharma properly? That's why I'm suffering, that's why I'm not satisfied. And for sure, if we are in right consciousness, Krishna will give right type of understanding. Because Krishna personally orchestrates all the events, even in the life of a neophyte devotee. It is not that only in pure devotee's case, Krishna will act, and for a neophyte devotee, no, Krishna will, you know, delegate this work to somebody else. No. Krishna says, I personally do it. Yoga kshemam vahami aham. I personally do it. He does not delegate this work to anybody else. He personally does it. He personally orchestrates the life of his devotee in such a way that devotee comes close to him. Even though we have so many anarthas. One very hope-giving verse comes in 11th canto. Badhyamanopi madbhakto vishayair ajitendriyah prayah pragalbhaya bhaktya vishayair na vibhuyate. Badhyamanopi, even though my devotee is bound by conditionings, vishayair ajitendriya, he is uncontrolled in his senses. He may fall down repeatedly, but still, prayah pragalbhaya bhaktya. If he is practicing devotional service with all intensity, he will not be defeated in the ultimate end. So we may fall down, we may, you know, get defeated by our senses, but in the ultimate end, for sure, Krishna is going to help us show mercy. If Putana was delivered, you know, she was so sinful. So that shows the mercy of Krishna. If Putana can get in a position of Dhatri, then for sure Krishna will show mercy to everybody. Anybody who comes and takes shelter of Krishna, Sakrit Eva Prapanna. Even if somebody tells once, oh my Lord, I am yours. Krishna gives protection. Lord Ram gives protection. You know. So therefore, when problem comes, we have to, you know, keep praying. Approach some superiors. You know, ask them. Share your heart. Many times, we may know the answer also. But when we approach some superiors, and we tell our fallen condition, I am suffering like this, 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 things are happening. But when they give the same solution, in that solution, Krishna's mercy is added. Because Krishna sees that this person has become humble. And then the same solution clicks. So that is the wonderful nature of surrendering and submitting to the will of the devotees. So that's what we can learn from all these devotees. We have to learn to cry for Krishna while chanting. You know, a few days back, Sachinandana Maharaj was giving a talk. And in that he was telling that while chanting, few things we should keep in mind. You know, posture, pace, pronunciation, prayerful mood, and the place where we chant. These things are very, very important, you know. So we have to learn to cry for Krishna. So one time Mataji, Sumati Mataji, Prabhupada disciple, so she and Satsarup Prabhu and Satsarup Maharaj and few other devotees, they would perform some dramas on the radio channel. So one time they were performing a drama of Kaliya Leela. And devotees, they recorded that, and Satswarup Maharaj was playing that tape to Srila Prabhupada. And this Mataji, she was playing the role of Yashoda. And when Krishna was in the coils of Kaliya, she was really crying for Krishna, calling out the names of Krishna. So Prabhupada said, stop that tape. So, and then he asked, who is this? So Satswarup Maharaj said, she is Sumati Prabhupada. So Prabhupada said, tell her to always cry for Krishna like that. You know, that way she will advance more. You know, so that's how, you know, we have to learn to cry for Krishna when we are chanting. So in that way we will get mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sthir hoiya gharao naho batul krame krame pae lok bhav sindhu kul. Be patient. You know, don't be impatient. It will happen one day for sure. We will get purified. Of course we are getting purified. Only thing is, we are not perceiving. You know, there is no, you know, a thermometer. Kitna temperature kam ho gaya? Abhi 50% on earth chala gaya hai. You know, it would have been so nice, right? Every day we can check. Abhi 50 ho gaya, 51 ho gaya. But does not happen like that. So we have to just depend on the words of the Bhagavatam, words of the acharyas, that for sure we are getting purified. And in this way, you know, we will also attain that spiritual body one day, as Narad Muni is telling. Because many times we don't understand the potency of practices which we are doing. They are so potent. Just like Rupa Goswami, he tells about Tulsi worship. Every day we are doing Tulsi worship. And just by Tulsi worship, what are the advantages? So Rupa Goswami says, Ya drishta nikhilaga sang shamani, drishta vapu pavani, roganam abhivandita nirasani, siktankitatrasini, pratyasati vidhayini bhagavata, shri krishna samropita, nyasyata charane vimukti phalada, tasyai tulasyai nama. So he's telling, just by looking, taking darshan of Tulasi, one gets purified of sins. Drishta, sprishta vapu pavani, when we touch the Tulasi, we get purified. Lokanam, roganam abhivandita, when we offer obeisances, we become free from diseases. When we water the root of, water Tulsi, we get purified. And when we offer Tulsi to the lotus feet of Krishna, we get unalloyed devotional service. So all these simple things which we are doing, they are purifying us. And in due course of time, for sure, we'll get purified. And, we may also attain that same position, spiritual body. That is what is described in the scriptures in Bhagavatam. So we'll end here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram.